like, I've been mentioned so many times on other people's podcasts, and so, oh yeah, Hamza's terrible at replying. It's like, yeah, because I try, because no offense, but it's like, you're not part of the essential few, bro. You might be like some high value man, and it's awesome, and you know, I respect you, sure, but family, work, and fitness is the only things I really care about. I check my WhatsApp once a week, twice a week. You need to start treating your time like this. You need to ask yourself right here, right now, and maybe this is something for you to like write down, to journal after this. What is essential for you? Really, really ask that. What is essential for you? The process of becoming successful is trying to eliminate as many things as possible, not add in. Most people think it's adding in, right? When you, well, maybe not you, but hopefully not you, but when a young man just like you wants to figure out how to become a millionaire, the first thing he does is millionaire morning routine. What's the things that I can add in? No, it's not that. The millionaire doesn't do more things than you. The world-class athlete doesn't do more things than you. They do less. It was never about more. The athlete that you look up to, for example, if anyone here has like some athlete on the wall and you think, oh yeah, I've got to do this thing and this thing and this thing. Not that the athlete ever said he does that, but that some random YouTuber said he did that and I've never even validated it. I've got to do this. I swear Mike Tyson did this as well. Mike Tyson did 7,000 squats a day, bro. Like, yeah, some YouTuber said it, so it's got to be true, right? No. Mike Tyson became successful because he didn't have a family. He had one person who he looked up to, who he saw as a family figure, and that was his boxing coach. He had less in his life, not more. The same with every entrepreneur that you look up to. I promise you right now, every single guy you look up to has at least half as much in his calendar that you do. That's essentialism. That graph that we saw where it's like the circle, the energy's going out. Maybe draw that for yourself. Let me just show you the picture. That would be interesting. I don't have it open, sorry. Let me just open that. Yeah, this one. Maybe draw this out when you got time after this call. And for this one, the one on the left, draw that out and actually label each arrow. And don't bullshit yourself, because you'll get a few ideas and then you'll stop and you'll be like, oh yeah, that's it. Let that sit for a little while. Tape that up to your wall. Go and, like, you know, keep asking yourself this. Because I guarantee if you really are honest, you'll have to draw about 30 of those arrows if you really keep asking yourself over the next week. If you really keep, and then, you know, there's this other friendship group. There's this Adonis school. Then there's Hamza's YouTube videos. Then there's Tate. What's happening to Tate these days? And, you know, Tristan Tate looks really good in suits. Maybe I should wear more suits, guys. Oh, that might get me more status, bro. Like, and looks, money, or status? Which one is it that actually gets more? Like, your brain's just full. Now, if you really keep asking yourself over at least a few days, you'll start to realize that your brain points are being sapped in 30 different directions. And it's no wonder. Look how much progress he's making in each one right now. It's nothing. This is where most of us are living. Now, I don't think we should just live a one-dimensional life where we've got literally nothing else, because that would probably be sad. But maybe three is the perfect amount. You get three things that means a lot to you, but you choose the most important one. So for me, it's work, then health and fitness, then family. So it's actually like, I've not put this in order, but if it was going to be in order, it would be like this. And then act like it. I sacrifice time with my family so that I can work. I sacrifice a little bit of health and fitness. Not like to a crazy level where obviously I'm so unhealthy that I can't work anymore. But work's like this is just simply authentically the priority. And so I act like it. I've got three things on my plate. Obviously, this isn't me to show off. This is because I'm quite newly like this, only in the last few 10% of my entire life. But school especially fucks you up, doesn't it? Who's still in school or university right now do that? They're fucking you, aren't they? They have, like, how many little arrows have you got from school? You got that one Jeffrey kid in your class, you got the girl that you'd you'd kind of like to be with. You got the old friendship group, you got the new friendship group, you got the one random guy who's kind of a bully, but he says it's only a joke. You got the teachers who are kind of bullies, but they say it's only education. You got the tests coming up, you got the homework assignment, you got the project, you got the little group assessment thing. It's like, school is one of these by itself, never mind then the rest of your life with your family and your own goals and fitness and everything as well. So I don't blame you for feeling quite overwhelmed and not making huge progress whilst you're still in school. Any questions so far?